Baker, you were saying you met an American guy last year and he insisted on actually saying...
All right, Governor.
As though it was the sort of thing that every British soul actually says, you know, when they try to do a British accent. All right, Governor.
Yep.
Sometimes. Cultural correspondent from Los Angeles, courtesy of ChillPackHollywood.com, and The Truth Is Out There, and a whole heap of other things after your time in Salem, Oregon, Phil Leonis. Do you ever say, all right, Governor?
No. You know, I tune into the Midweek Drive, Alex, for really one reason, and that's to just brush up on my British colloquialisms. And this week, the one that I now am inspired to incorporate into conversation as often as possible is, I would do my level best. I love that. I took for 2 weeks after the last appearance on the show, I started referring to Los Angeles as Bonnie Los Angeles, because you were referring to Scotland that way.
Indeed.
So now I will be saying to anyone who asks me to do anything, I will respond, I will do my level best.
Exactly. So will Jodie Orton be appearing as a co-presenter on Chillpack Hollywood, the show?
Jodie will definitely be in the room.
Yeah!
Oh, that's very exciting.
Thank you, Phil. Yeah, she's going to be a guest, and of course we're going to throw her some questions during the show. I've got ideas that I'm working around.
Nice.
I think it might be more fun if instead of just interviewing Jodie, we have Jodie help us interview someone else.
Yeah,
that could be.
That's very exciting to me.
Yeah, particularly. Yes, I think we've trained her for Phil. I feel as though in many ways, you know, all those moments where I said, Jodie, any questions? And it's gone complete silence. You know, this is the time when we're all set and
ready. Not selling me very well, Alex.
Jodie, I told you, the press releases are already on the verge of being sent out to the world. You know, Jodie Orton represents the Midweek Drive in Los Angeles, the city of the angels, the home of quality entertainment and the wonderful Museum of Rational Exuberance and more. You know, with the man
The Museum of Rational Exuberance. We're already a museum
team. Yeah,
thank you. Exactly. You know, for those who don't know, I woke up this morning thinking Rational Exuberance was our production company, but apparently we are now a museum.
It's called multi-platform delivery, Phil. You know, that's the important thing. Only joshing, because after all, you know, I caught up with Phil sort of saying, yes, he's dropping in Matt Munro because we regularly feature his widow. No, it's his daughter.
Oh, okay. So, on behalf of those people here in Los Angeles, and that was very subtle, that reference, those people here in Los Angeles who allegedly mistook the lovely Michelle Monroe for Matt Monroe's widow rather than for his daughter, I would like to point out to you, sir, yes, you, that any psychologist will tell you that women quite often end up marrying their fathers.
Don't go there.
I would ask you, widow, daughter, what's the difference?
Psychoanalytic sort of approaches. Exactly. I've got three women in the studio at present, Phil. I don't want to upset any of them. Two of them are going to be sticking around for the dream team and so on. So you might have caught in the second hour of the program, after we actually dealt with the animal shootings in Ohio and the global economic situation in Frankfurt and Germany, and of course Richard Moore's piece, plus of course our Canadian Caro and Tilbury scenario, and just of course prior to hitting into the sheer joy and wonderment that was Shirley Temple. It was one of your pioneers there, Phil, actually. You know, no Kelly Duncan Joyner, no Shirley Temple, probably no Phil Leonis. So, you know, just wanted to work on that basis.
You know, about this Shirley Temple piece, I already criticized you before we got on the air about this. I would just like to say, much like Kelly, I'm playing hurt. I'm recovering from a 36-hour migraine. Tuning in to my midweek drive certainly helped alleviate the pain. I mean, I was, a half hour ago, I was feeling almost migraine-free, and one musical selection, The Good Ship Lollipop, dropped the migraine back.
There you go.
Full force.
Celebrate.
So you give and you take away, Alex.
All you have to do is listen to the American Dream Team straight after the midweek drive and your migraines will disappear again, I promise. Our musical selection is much more fabulous.
You see, I don't see it as a competition, Jodie.
That should be in your advertisement.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, a cure for all, basically, a kind of, you know, quack medicine, eat your heart. No, we won't even go into a different line from that point of view.
The midweek drive, I mean, the American Dream Team cures every ailment caused by the midweek drive. I think that's a fantastic advertisement.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can get away with that one, but somebody tells me I might get fired.
Yeah, well, you know, you do know we have regular legal features, don't you, Jodie? You know, a lot of people. Yes. That's all I shall say. I know for it. Listen, Phil, let us progress onwards. Salem, Oregon, was it as wonderful as we thought it would be?
I loved it. I had a fantastic time. I do love that area of the Pacific Northwest, and every time I'm there, I'm blessed by unusually sunny weather because it can be very gloomy. Up there in that part of the world. This was a film festival, as I mentioned before, that I had the good fortune of having the opening night film at. My previous feature, Carl Rove, I Love You, opened that festival in 2008, and it was in its third year, and I was struck and told the woman, the wonderful woman, Loretta Miles, who runs the Salem Film Festival, that if she was able to stick with it, which is no sure thing because the economics of film festivals are quite challenging, that if she was able to stick with it, this was going to become a real destination festival because just the love of film and filmmakers just imbued every part of this festival, and it was so much fun. And the community support was overwhelming. And sure enough, 3 years later, this festival just was voted by Livability as the number one small-town film festival in America. And it certainly is living up to that reputation. It was fantastic, and it was so touching to me to be remembered so fondly for that previous film, Carl Rove, I Love You. Because, you know, you sometimes think you make these things, and they get a certain amount of attention for a little bit of time, and then, you know, it's, hey, what's the newest thing? Let's move on to the latest thing. So it was a little bit of a homecoming, much like being back here with you today.
Well, precisely. I mean, I do feel as though it's you know, it's important these things are connected. And who did we actually have in Phil's place last week, Jodie, if memory serves? You know, we kind of... You see, we can't even remember his immediate successor on that basis. So
it was
thinking,
a lady,
whoever
I
they
think.
Were.
Yeah.
Alana Rain,
whoever
isn't
they
it?
It was actually,
you know, whoever they were. I think they're dead to you now.
Well, actually, no, because we're actually connecting with Ilana Rain, director of We Are All Cylons, this Saturday when she's flying over from Arizona to Lincoln. So, Ilana, if you're listening, yeah. We haven't forgotten
see,
you.
We spoke
honestly.
To her, and she just got on a plane and flew over.
Exactly.
No, of course, as you know, I'm a fan of Ilana and certainly the way she discusses her projects because I have heard her. On my midweek drive.
There you go, you see? It's like a family, Phil. That's what I feel. Not a dysfunctional one, a kind of traditional American family, like Hoss Cartwright and his three sons. Or maybe not.
I liken it a little bit more to the Justice League. Do you remember
Hey, do you know, I've just actually got here, do we talk DC, do we talk UK, are you Martian Manhunter, are you John Johns, are you Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman, or my personal favourite, Green Lantern, with a possible Hawkman coming in there as well, or are you Snapper Jones? So I threw that in there, Snapper Jones.
I'm probably more Harvey Birdman, attorney at law.
Yeah, that's true. I can see that. Again, another classic scenario there. But no, I think Justice League is good, you know. And, of course, DC revamped everything now. But can I honestly believe my ears, I said to myself, Jodie, listening to Chill Park Hollywood and Phil Linus actually says Marvel has greater depth to its characters than DC. It's a crucial point. I mean, you know.
I think maybe what I was saying was that I found the universe constructed more interesting than the DC universe.
Obviously.
And I asked Dean, who of course is very into and informed about the comic book world, and of course is an artist and has drawn his own comic book. And I said, is that generally accepted that the Marvel universe is more interesting than the DC universe? And he said, no, there's quite a ongoing debate. Huh. And boy, that must be an interesting debate. But then the following week, I just decided to just run right over that opinion. And I said, as we decided last week when we decided that the Marvel Universe is more interesting. But I think that the fact that they have rebooted the DC Universe back to issue one has to be, to a certain degree, an acknowledgement that their universe was in some ways not satisfying even to those people who were working within it.
It's the true multiverse. Let's put a multiverse question to our Norwich correspondent, Chloe Baker. Chloe, DC Comics, Marvel Comics?
Marvel.
Any particular favourite Marvel characters?
Spider-Man,
right. You like this month's edition of comic scene, because it's a whole Spider-Man classic. Spider-Man movies? Are you looking forward to the Spider-Man reboot?
Not really sure. Not really. Yeah. I quite like the old one. Well, the first old one.
With
the third
Tobey.
But the third Spider-Man was terrible.
You didn't like the third Spider-Man movie? Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I think you'll bond with Phil on that basis alone, really. You know, the third Spider-Man movie, not great. Even the part when Peter Parker was strutting his stuff.
Oh, yeah, that
was
the best bit. Yeah. Obviously.
As you can see...
I still remember fondly, Alex, the television movie starring Nicholas Hammond. Spider-Man. Where it was based in Los Angeles, which of course was an extraordinary choice because we have no high-rise buildings for him to fly from building to building. But yes, I remember that quite.
What better way for one of the young Von Trapp children to further his Hollywood career than actually be Peter Parker Spider-Man before jumping into the sheer delights that was the TV adaptation of Ray Bradbury's Martian Chronicles with Rock Hudson? Sheer genius. Which, before we go trick-or-treating and ask for your sort of thoughts and things with respect to the Hollywood scenario, with respect to Halloween in general, would you like your 64 seconds of TV theme quiz, Phil Learness?
Oh, so it's a theme quiz.
Well,
today.
It's kind of like it's 64 seconds, which I think is relatively straightforward, but, you know, who knows, you might sort of think, ooh, I don't know what it is, basically. Would you like to have it now?
I would love it.
Almost ashamed. It's so easy, really. Jodie, did you identify that? Could be your,
is it a film?
No.
It's a TV show.
Yes. Thought it could be your audition for Chilpack Hollywood, the theme tune identifier. Chloe, any ideas?
No.
Special guest of American Dream Team, who's just sort of decided to take squatter rights in the studio because she's a friend of Jodie. Sue, any ideas from yourself?
No.
Phil, can you put these guys out of their misery?
Probably not. I'm going to go very far afield. I'm going to say In Search Of.
Oh, no, it's not Leonard Nimoy. No. I mean, nice idea, Leonard Nimoy, obviously one of his post-Star Trek and post-Mission Impossible roles there. But no, I mean, you actually always had a kind of opening lyrical side of things. It was co-produced by Steven Spielberg. You had lots of rolling scenarios coming together. You had actually young boy Lucas, of course, who sadly passed away a couple of years ago. And, of course, the wonderful Darwin was there. Darwin.
We're none the wiser. Phil, I don't know about you.
Phil, surely.
So it's got to be Sequest. Sequest
DSV, yes. A future before.
Yeah, there was something very Roy Scheider about the theme.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what's interesting is that I guessed Sequest once in one of my first appearances, getting a theme song wrong. So I was gun-shy about guessing
it again. You always have to believe in the feeling that comes through and remember that beneath the ocean lies the future. I don't know why you can't actually use that as a theme for Chilpack Hollywood, honestly. It sort of work out. Have a word with Henry Jackman. You know, he's the composer of that, really. Not Hugh, Henry. I don't think they're related. Anyway, moving dexterously onwards. I do like the Spider-Man. I think we can follow that through, Chloe. You know, next week when you're on the American Dream Team as well, we can connect with that. Jodie, any little questions you want to put to Phil whilst I sort out the optimistic quote of the week, which is from Mike Dooley today?
Well, Phil, obviously I'm going to be in LA from next Tuesday, so
she's
is there anything that you can recommend?
With Shirley Temple, you know, to sort through.
Anything that you can recommend and say, yes, you should definitely do this while you're here?
Well, first I would recommend you change your flight itinerary so that you can be in on Monday when Dean Haglund and I do our Halloween installment of Chilpack Hollywood Hour in costume. Yes, you heard it right. We are going to be in costume as Spock. One of us is going to be Spock, and the other one of us is going to be the Mirror Mirror Universe Spock.
One with the beard, one without the beard. Genius.
Exactly.
Well, I'm absolutely gutted to be missing that, and I will look into changing my flight, especially so I could be there. But if that's not possible, I think you should, get dressed up for the show when I am actually there. I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah, well, I stay in costume for a good week. Anyway, I love Halloween. I feel that Halloween has really become less and less of a big deal in this country over recent years because of both pressure from the religious right and also from all these ridiculous conspiracy stories that surround Halloween in this country about how dangerous it is, razor blades and apples and poison candy. Mm. And, of course, there's never any truth to these stories, but it doesn't matter.
Tomorrow
the
morning.
The perpetuation of these stories make it seem so dangerous, so kids aren't allowed to trick-or-treat anymore.
Tomorrow morning on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, we'll be finding out about Hallow's Scream at the York Maze, the theme we're leaving you with tonight, or at least the quote from Mike Dooley, of course, our Florida correspondent. Consistent effort, no matter how small, sparks magic. That's all I need to say. Consistent effort, no matter how small, sparks magic. Bit like chillpackhollywood.com. Consistent effort put in there. I like to feel it's the same with the Midweek Drive. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic return to the Midweek Drive, Phil Leonis?
Yes, I feel fairly confident about the fact that I had a reasonably good time.
That's good. It's worked our way through that. We've gone through a whole heap of things, as we say. Thanks to Annette Andre, the first in a series of audio letters from upstate New York on a monthly basis. Annette will be, in fact, she's coming over to this country tomorrow, but it's obviously to sort out a few minor bits and pieces. We say happy trails to Sue Lloyd up in the great Heaven FM in the sky. Sarah Chase, of course, Frankfurt am Main, Germany, and of course, her husband Bill Watts, doing some classic stuff there in the crucial crisis that we've actually not taking part in, having to endure. Richard Moore, of course, our audio restoration expert from mintaudiorestoration.co.uk. Cameron Tilbury from Nashville. Kelly Duncan Joyner from Los Angeles. And, of course, the creme de la creme, Phil Leonis. Have you enjoyed your time on the show, Chloe?
I have indeed. Thank
now
you.
Now we've identified My Chemical Romance and Spider-Man. I think we're building. We're beginning to build those blocks together. So you're probably back next week. Jodie, you're back next week for the... no, you're not, are you?
I'm not.
No.
If you're lucky, I might let you connect with me. Have a reasonably interesting telephonic link.
Last time we did that when she was in Los Angeles, Phil, she was sort of watching some sort of baseball game. We still don't know the scoreline, basically. It's a standard.
No, it was an ice hockey game.
Was it ice hockey? Yeah. Oh, it's all the same.
I am going to see another ice hockey
Canadian,
game while I'm there,
anyway.
Actually. I'll try and pay more attention.
I would hope so, too. Thank you, Phil.
Ice hockey, or as I refer to ice hockey, zombie baseball.
So true. Returning and those zombie baseball players and zombie lumberjack people. Very, very scary. The American Dream Team is coming up next, unless, of course, you're listening to this on a podcast, in which case you're going to have to find the American Dream Team out there somewhere in the mists of lines, etc. Phil, I take it you've had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat. Yes, you've answered that. Are you coming back next week?
I am coming back next week, of course. I will return.
Hurrah! Can we all say farewell?
Goodbye.
Farewell.
Farewell, Governor. And my tears rolled into the ocean, and now I'm looking for a reason.